Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ncube Kombatha featuring Dokozo on this one. Harvest Time right here on Radio Pulpit. We're joined this afternoon by Umfundisi, Pastor Mncanase. Umfundisi, good afternoon.
Hello, hello, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Muruti. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm very well. God is good.
Amen. How's the family? How's everyone?
Everyone is okay. Yes, we're all good.
Amen.
Amen.
From this year, you have what it takes as your title. It's the title of your message this afternoon.
Yes, this is my title. You have what it takes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Let's get straight into it, Muruti.
All right, let me greet the listeners at home, and then we share what we have today. We are saying today, you have what it takes. For this, we will look in the book of Judges. We read chapter number 6. We take it from verse number 14. Let me read it quickly. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" All right. So I'm saying here, you have what it takes. So what do we mean by this? To say you have what it takes, we mean you have the qualities, you have the character, or the ability to do something. It also means you are fit enough, you can do it. Whatever it is, you can do it. So where we have just read now, where we have read now in Judges chapter number 6, we see God talking to Gideon, telling him to go in the strength he has. He says, go in the strength you have. Now, Gideon was to fight a great and a powerful enemy that oppressed the Israelites in that time. And it was really hard for the Israelites, and it seemed impossible for them to overcome their enemy. For we hear the Bible makes it clear that the Midianites were like the swarms of locusts. And the Bible says the Midianites impoverished the Israelites. Now, impoverished means that they made them very poor. They made them very poor. That means they took everything from them, so they suffered from these guys, the Midianites. So it was so tough for the Israelites to the extent that they had to prepare shelters in the caves. Can you imagine? So it was very tough for them. It was very tough, and they lived in fear. Hallelujah. They lived in fear. Right in that situation, an angel came to the man named Gideon. An angel came to him, and I think Gideon was worried and thinking about the way out from their suffering, because the enemy was tormenting the Israelites. Hallelujah. So it was very tough for the Israelites. It was tough for Gideon. So I think this was too much for him when he looked into what was happening in their land, and it stressed him out a lot. Now, when the angel appeared, it says, or he says to Gideon, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Mm. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And at that time, we don't see a mighty warrior. We don't see a mighty man. We see someone who is depressed, who is weak, who is afraid, who needs the mercy or the intervention of God.
Mm.
Now, it is very tough for him, but the angel calls him a mighty warrior.
In that situation.
Yes, he says mighty warrior. Now, but Gideon, I think he was surprised because he says, excuse me, Lord is with me. And then he says, if God is with me, but why are we suffering like this? Why am I suffering like this if the Lord is with me and if I'm a mighty warrior? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I heard that he is a miracle working God. But where are those miracles? I heard that he is a powerful God. But where is his power? I heard that he is a merciful God. But where is his mercy now? Because now we are in trouble. Now we are suffering. We are being tormented by the enemy. So Gideon had a lot of why questions. Especially that the angel says to him, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. So he doesn't see himself as a mighty warrior. So this seems like they are just cracking a joke to him. When the angel said to him, mighty warrior, it's like a joke to him. How can you call me a mighty warrior? How can you say God is with me in this situation?
Because he can't see now, it and he can't feel it at the time.
He can't feel it. He can't see it. Mm. It is just bad. It is painful. Because the Bible tells us that they prepared shelters on the caves, on the mountain cliffs, you know. So it was very tough for these guys. It was very tough. It was tough for Gideon. So he had a lot of questions. Because he heard that God Almighty, Jehovah, delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. He heard that God opened the way in the Red Sea. Now, it is so tough for them. He hears all the stories about the mighty God, almighty God, the omnipotent, but he doesn't see any of those qualities of this God. It's just quiet. It is dark. It is, you know, it's misery. But God didn't bother answering him in his questions. But instead, he says something again in verse number 14. He says, go in the strength you have.
Amen.
And save the Israelites. Go in the strength that you have. Yet, this task seems so big for Gideon. He saw himself so weak and small and compared himself to the opponent or the enemy. And God is assigning him. He says, you can save them, but go in the strength that you have.
My God.
Or in other words, he says, you have what it takes to save the Israelites or Israel. You have what it takes. Go in the strength that you have, Gideon.
Sure.
God is saying to Gideon, go, you have what it takes. I am with you. Praise God.
Praise God, Mfundisi. Praise God. So you may not see it. You may not feel it. You know, it may not reflect Nabantu when they see you. They may not see that warrior, you know, that great individual. But uThixo uyayibona, and I think that's what matters.
Yes, uThixo uyayibona. It is what matters. And, you know, we know that our God is invisible.
Amen.
But uNkulunkulu owenza imisebenzi ebonakalayo. He is powerful. Yes, he is powerful. Even when he was saving the Israelites from Egypt, they couldn't see him, but they saw his power. They can witness of his power because they saw him making a way where there seemed to be no way in the sea. They walked on a dry land, on a dry ground, I mean to say, yeah. They wouldn't try on the dry ground because Jehovah was willing to laugh with neck of him. He is the Almighty God. Nothing is too hard for him. All things are possible with God. So, Jehovah saw a potential in Gideon. That's why he says to him, go in the strength you have. So he saw that the man is able. He is fit. He has what it takes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to Jesus.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you so much, Murut. It's 19 minutes before top of the hour, right here on Heart to Heart. You have what it takes. Yes, you. You have what it takes. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You know, but God sees something totally different, as Mfundis is saying. He sees Gideon's potential, and he sees your potential this afternoon. We're going to take a little bit of a breather, Muruti, and then come back on the other side and continue with this very conversation right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon. So let's take a little bit of a break, Muruti, then we'll make our way back on the other side of this.
Today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Lesedila Peloyaka, it's given illustrative Sedilaka, in actual fact, right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon, right here on Radio Pulpit. If you've just joined us, where have you been? It's all good. We welcome you nonetheless. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for keeping it right here on 657 AM. Maybe you're listening via that very platform or www.radiopulpit.co.za, or maybe you've got our app and you're simply listening via that very platform. We really, really do appreciate you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
We're joined on the line by Pastor Mnanase. We're continuing with, you know, the title of his message this afternoon. You have what it takes. You have what it takes this afternoon.
Amen.
Quite encouraging, Fundisi, and I think it's coming at a very profound time. You know, we're about to wrap up the year. A lot of people sometimes quite discouraged, you know, when you look at what you've attained versus, you know, what you intended to achieve, you know, it can be quite discouraging. So we really appreciate Nglomlayezo.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes. God is saying to us today, we have, or you have what it takes. You have what it takes. So, one other thing that we see from Gideon is that Gideon, instead of fixing his eyes on Jesus or on God or on the promises or the word of God, he is now looking on the negative. He looks on his background. He says in verse number 15, pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I praise Israel? He says, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. So Gideon doesn't see himself fit enough to do the job, doesn't see himself having the quality for the coverage. So he says, I'm the weakest, I'm very weak, I can't do it. I am very small, I can't do it. He compares himself to the challenge or the problem or the enemy. Yet he forgets that he is serving the God who created heaven and earth, the Almighty God, the possessor of
everything. Now, what is this saying to us today? I think we need to never look down on ourselves. It doesn't matter who you're from the township, you're from the villages, Mataya. Just believe in the God who made a way where there seems to be no way. He is able to do anything. Amen. So you must never, ever look down on yourself. Even if people, you must never allow that to be it has a means. But just focus and fix your eyes on Jesus. And, you know, you need to learn to refuse. You know, you need to learn to refuse to be intimidated by anything, whether it's an environment or people surrounding you. Never allow the intimidation. Just fix your eyes on Jesus and win, because you have what it takes. Hallelujah. You Amen. Are faithful to God. Now, you must never allow anything just focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the God was with Gideon. Hallelujah. He was with Gideon then, but now, hallelujah, He lives in us. He lives in you. That's why the Bible says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. So I say, Christ in me is the hope of glory. I refuse to be intimidated by anything. I refuse. Glory to Jesus. So whether it is a job interview, just go there with holiness. Be as confident. Research and achieve first. And be diligent. And then be bold, knowing that God is with you and He lives in you and you have what it takes. Hallelujah. Just like when God told the man Gideon to save the Israelites, so you also can change the situation, you can change the life by knowing or taking the principles in the Word of God that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And God will always enable you. Hallelujah. So he says to Gideon, go in the strength that you have. So it is in you. You have it in the inside of you. So you just need to activate it, believe in God, take him on his way. Hallelujah. You know, there are words in the book of Philippians 4 verse 13, where the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Command. Glory to God. So you must resign or something I can't do. Or once you say I can't, you are resigning even from Christ. Yet you have the ability. You have the courage. And if you're still alive, you still have your hands, your feet, your eyes. You have an opportunity to do something. So refuse to be intimidated, because you have what it takes. Hallelujah. You have what it takes. You are a child of God. You are made special. God loves you. God says God says you are a wonderful and beautiful man. So you are a child of God. You need to know it. You have what it takes. So there must be nothing that intimidates you. So nothing must stop you, not even fear, because fear will paralyze your faith. It is the enemy of faith. So they don't share faith. If you allow fear, it will paralyze your dream. Now, you must know, I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have what it takes. Wherever they call you, you must know that you will accomplish whatever it is assigned to you. You will do it perfectly. Just feed yourself. Prepare thoroughly, and you know you have what it takes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. So that is all that I have for us today to say you have what it takes. Christ in you is the hope of glory, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Christ is our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, just rise up. Whether you go to a job interview, don't panic. Just be bold. trust God, have faith in Him, and you must know that you have what it takes.
Sure. You have what it takes.
And amen.
It doesn't say you might have what it takes, or you may, but it's you, you have.
It is new.
It's so reassuring. It's so reassuring. You have what it takes, regardless of how you feel and what you see. You know, there are days where you don't feel like getting out of bed. I was chatting to my sister early on about that, how at times you wake up and, you know, you do not feel, like you're saying, you don't feel like the warrior that you are. You don't feel, you know, what the Word of God says you are. And yet that does not change who
Amen.
You are and whose you are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is faithful, whether we see Him or we don't see Him, whether we feel Him or we don't feel Him, we know that God is invisible, but He is always with us.
Amen. Thank you, Moody. We really appreciate it. Bless you. Bless your heart. Before we part ways, how can we get a hold of you?
All right. I'm Pastor Alfred Mnganase on Facebook. We have a church in Lehigh, south of Johannesburg. And my number is 079-876-3048. Yes, you can find me on through those ways. Yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Murudi. Really, really appreciate it. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed.
Lovely. That was Pastor Mnganase right here on Radio Pulpit, right here on Heart to Heart. You have what it takes, you know. Just as Gideon was told by the angel, you have what it takes, you know. Was reassured in essence, you know. Was just reassured of the person that he is. He may not have felt it or have, you know, sometimes you feel like I'm not meant to, I can't. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Can you imagine if you only go into the house of the Lord if you feel like it, you know, or you only pray when you feel like it, then we would have problems, right? We would really, really have problems. It's not even about where you are or how you're feeling at that time. But it's just about serving the Lord and serving Him wholeheartedly. Thank you so much, Murudi. We really, really appreciate this. We appreciate your contribution this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. Thank you so, so much. May the good Lord continue to bless you. Continue to bless you. So we'll take a musical break and make our way back on the other side of this.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.